If you work for the Environmental Protection Agency, it's safe to say you like the environment. So it's no surprise furloughed EPA workers are picking up trash, laying mulch, and pruning small trees at Herndon Park near South Point in Durham.
You've got hand strength. That is a thick, thick vine.
Kelly Reimer and several of her co-workers are whacking at a thick vine that's strangling a small bush, and there's poison ivy underneath.
I've been working for EPA since 1991, and so I was involved in the previous furlough, which went 3 weeks, so this is a little nerve-wracking.
Reimer says technology has made a difference this time around. A new website is dedicated to posting announcements and getting the word out about public service activities. Not like in 1995.
It was sort of before everybody had email, so we had phone trees. And what we would do is wake up in the morning, we would call a number, and we'd get Carol Branner's voice saying, "Don't show up to work today." And then we would connect with our phone tree and see if there was an event happening that day. And if there was a volunteer opportunity, we'd go out and we'd do it. Pretty much the same thing here, except we're using email and websites this time.
Dell Everts helped out at Herndon Park. The air quality expert has worked at the EPA for 25 years. He says he'll never forget the last federal shutdown.
What did you and your family do?
We saved up our money, and it was right over Christmas, so it was an awful time to have a shutdown, and pretty discouraging.
And then you have Mia South. She and her husband work at the EPA in RTP.
We have three boys. And last time this happened, we weren't even married, but, no kids, no house to think about, so it's much different now.
At least the South children don't have to go to daycare. Jenny Noonan is the director of policy analysis and communications at the EPA and has a 2-year-old daughter, Rosie. The daycare in her building is also closed.
Because the federal campus is closed, we don't have access to the daycare. So all of the events we're planning, we're all mindful of the fact that there are going to be little people here too. Can you talk about what we did today? Did we pick up trash?
Say hi. He doesn't talk yet.
He's so happy.
He loves being outside.
John Wambaugh is a toxicologist at the EPA and the father of 9-month-old Jude, who can't go to daycare either. Wambaugh says he's upset about being furloughed, but thinks work days like this one and bonding with Jude makes up for the man-made snow day.
He's only going to be 9 months full, actually, for a few more days, so, that's the lucky thing.
Other EPA work days planned for the rest of the week include yard work at the Durham Ronald McDonald House and fixing a pier at Falls Lake. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.